Getting you, getting you.
You can take a swing at my ear. Welcome to Randomania. It's a podcast where we select a WrestleMania match
at random,
and then we talk about it. That's right, old wrestling. My name is Brad. Joining me, as always, my brother Matt. What's going on, Matt?
Hi, good to see your face and hear your voice.
So, at the end of our last episode, we chose a match or two to watch on our next episode. What matches did we get, Matt?
The first one that we selected was match number 297 from WrestleMania 31, held on March 29th, 2015, from Levi Stadium in Santa Clara, California, Go Niners, in front of 67,000 people. It seems a little on the nose, but... it's fine. It's Paige and AJ Lee versus the Bella Twins.
Yeah.
That's the first one. And then we were like, hey, we should do another one.
Yeah, start knocking these out, you know. Let's get through these.
Let's start knocking these out. And that second match was match number 347 from WrestleMania 36. Recorded March 25th, 2020. Aired on April 4th, 2020 from the WWE Performance Center in Orlando, Florida, in front of zero fans. One giant big-ass fan. It is a triple threat ladder match for the SmackDown Tag Team Champions. Kofi Kingston representing the New Day. Jimmy Uso representing... Nope. Right? Yes.
Yep.
Jimmy Uso representing the Usos. You just made a face like I said it wrong. And the other guy. John Morrison representing Miz and Morrison. We'll talk about why. That's why we're here, folks. To talk about it so you don't have to.
Sounds like a lot of shit, but it makes sense. It is all fine. But let's talk about we'll go to the first match, right? So this was from WrestleMania 31, like you said, live from
2015.
I'm wearing a 49er hoodie right now. I didn't even mean to do that. It's just very, very comfortable.
Go Niners.
We try to keep this show as evergreen as possible, and so I always do like... spoiler alert, but WrestleMania Night 1 was last night. WrestleMania Night 2 hasn't happened yet. So last night, we just saw the return of Paige.
Crazy.
Teaming
timing.
With the Bellas.
The Bellas.
And we also saw like AJ Lee's first WrestleMania match since this one. So anyway, it's just mentioned that off the top because it's off the top of what's on our mind. But let's take ourselves...
That's relevant.
We'll take ourselves back to 2015 here. So this is still the Divas division, right? This is still...
Very much. Nikki Bella is the Divas champion.
Yeah. Which, is it? Does she have it?
She has it, yeah. She comes up with it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, great. So anyway, they didn't have...
It's in the photo. It's in the promo photo, too.
I know, I saw that. But, no, I didn't. So... so this is, before they had tag team championships, this is before they had a much larger, the women's evolution hadn't quite happened. This is still the total Divas era of the Divas division and the women's division as we know it today. So is it getting there? We're on this is like the transition between...
We're getting close though. We're real close. Yeah.
Because even in this match, like, you know, not to get too ahead of ourselves, but the Bellas... a pretty damn good wrestling match, I think. So, I mean, we'll talk about it, but it wasn't just like the old school, like what you think about what they transitioned from in the grand scheme of things, because we were really getting somewhere here. Anyway, so what else do we want to talk about? 2015, what about the other side? You say something.
Just waiting to see how long you go, man. I like when you talk because you're finally taking over, and I appreciate it. I don't have to do as much. It's great. Anyhow, to piggyback on what you're saying, we're tail end of Divas era. AJ Lee, who had been out with a legit neck injury, even made comments on Twitter in like February this year, kind of talking about how the women are paid less. They get zero time. They get their time cut when everybody else gets to be on main events, and they don't get the respect. And Stephanie backed it up and was like, yeah, I get it. That's cool. I appreciate you saying this. Let's work on that. And I think that may be a little catalyst for some shit to come 6 months down the road. But anyway, about this match, Nikki Bella, Divas champion, do you know who she beat for it? Don't think too hard, man.
AJ.
Yes, beat AJ for the title. And that's an AJ after that, then, which takes some time off for a neck injury type thing. And then Nikki's now feuding with Paige most of the spring, like through winter. Paige Nikki's a feud here. Anyway, Bree's kind of involved then at some point, and then when they, it was like Natalya teaming with Paige against the Bellas. Shout out Natalya, also girlfriend name, shoot name, not work name.
Shoot.
Shout out, shoot name. I forgot what I was saying. I got distracted. I remember. And then I guess they just were like, we don't want Natalya in the match, and we'll bring back AJ for this. And then they bring back AJ for this. She comes back in March, and then they make Paige and AJ versus the Bellas, and that's your build. Go.
Go. All right, get out there, girls, and give them hell. It's fine. That's fine.
Whatever. They make WrestleMania matches with less than that, even, perpetually. It makes, I'm gonna cut you off whatever you're gonna say, but some of the feedback this year's Mania is like, they didn't do enough to do stuff. Sometimes they're thrown together. Motherfucker, haven't you watched the previous 41 WrestleManias? They'll make a match the Friday night before, and you're like, I guess that's a Mania match now. All right. That's how it always is, man. Sometimes you get Rick Rude and Jimmy Snuka. You just gotta put guys together.
Yeah, so I mean, I always refer back to, what was it, before WrestleMania 17, that Raw before WrestleMania 17, Kurt Angle didn't have an opponent and came out and challenged whoever. And then, like, he ended up,
Yeah.
like, and they just threw that shit together
And that's
six
like
days, 7 days
the
before.
greatest WrestleMania. And they just did without Gunther. And at least Gunther Rollins had 3 weeks. It's just mind-boggling that people have just like this revisionist history and think this is like a new thing. And they just want to blame TKO and all this bullshit. I'm like, no, this is always how it is. Like, I'm pretty sure that Test and Christian, or Eddie Guerrero, or DDP and some Christian have a WrestleMania match for a title that wasn't even announced. So, like, remember WrestleMania 15 when everybody loves because it's Rock and Austin? Yeah, there was a battle royal on the pre-show on Heat to figure out who was going to challenge for the tag titles 2 hours later, and it was Test and D'Lo. Suck my dick. Anyway, here we
He's
are at
trying.
WrestleMania 31.
That's so funny.
Just.
You, I mean, there's a zillion different examples of this. And like, people, this is the
I'm just
go down as the
saying.
worst WrestleMania of all time. And you're like, have you seen 2000? Have you seen WrestleMania 2? Have you seen?
You watch WrestleMania 22? Ain't a whole lot of standout in that, man. Have you seen WrestleMania 29? Name four matches. I'm just saying. 29's good, though. Yeah, 29's not bad. Anyhow.
No, Ryback and Mark Henry. Those
Was
are
that
my two.
29? Is that the
Yeah, I think
same
so.
Cole? Is that the Michael Cole Mania?
No, that's
Is
27.
that also Miz main event? Mike, that's a bad one too. Anyway, here we're here, but we're talking about WrestleMania 31. We'll talk about WrestleMania 27 on Random Mania. Wait, that's the show. Shit.
Wait, that's the show.
Sorry. Shit. We're
Well.
here. Well, that's WrestleMania. Kid Ink. Have you ever heard of Kid Ink? Apparently, he's a real rapping kind of guy.
Yeah, I when I was fast forwarding it, I saw the I was just, trying to scrub my way to the match, and I thought it's a Kid Rock. I was like, "Oh, Kid Rock before? I don't even remember that." Oh no, it's Kid Ink.
No, you got the less famous Kid Ink performing right before this match, so the crowd's really ready for a little come up because they have been bored.
Yeah, I
Thank
caught a little
goodness,
bit of it.
thank goodness Paige comes out. Thank goodness Paige
Yeah.
comes out next with zero emotion on her face.
Yeah.
It's kind of weird, right? It's almost like she was like, "Well, that's
Okay.
Paige comes out first. Wearing purple because that's what she wears. This is her first Mania because she debuted the night after Mania the previous year by defeating AJ for the title. And then here comes her partner, AJ, without a title.
Yeah, well, I mean, after a while, you can think a respect. I suppose they can team up out of respect for each other.
Oh yeah, also, wrestling, because,
Wrestling.
yeah,
You gotta fill out this card, man.
wrestling.
It's a long. So we gotta get a lot of people out there. So let's just put them together. Sometimes it happens. So yeah, they come out to their musics, and it's great. And they get in the ring.
Same
They
music that
do.
they use now for
Yeah,
all
it's
these
true.
competitors, 2015, and they didn't get Def Rebel, as people would say these days.
Well, 'cause they went away before they had a chance. So, they do kind of skip 'cause they both have a skipping gimmick too. So 'cause like, so they do kind of
They
skip
do.
together.
Yeah, it is a cute little skippy thing. Yeah, I didn't notice that as well because the sideways
Yeah.
skip and like the just the AJ skip, if you will, if you will.
So that all makes
Before I
sense.
forget, I want to mention Michael Cole, Jerry the King Lawler, JBL on headset. All right, I want to bring that up real quick. Our referee Ryan Tran rings the bell because there's really, I mean, they get to the ring and there's no fanfare. And yes, she has a title, but they go after it right away. There's like a little melee to start the match. We got some tornado action.
I think AJ gets punched off the apron pretty quickly,
Immediately.
doesn't she? Not? Yeah.
Yeah, and then kicked again off the apron a couple times. But there's a rack
Yeah.
attack. That was like Nikki's finisher, wasn't it? And like AJ
Yeah.
kicked out.
And she
Or
kicked
Paige
out.
kicked out.
Paige kicked
Was
out.
it
Yeah.
AJ?
It was PJ.
Paige.
AJ really. So, I mean, okay. So, this. A lot
AJ?
of it would. PJ. That's what they call him if they stuck together long enough. PJ also sounds like something that you acquire. I don't know. Never mind.
Trying to say it's like a sexually transmitted disease.
It was like a sexually act.
Oh yeah, it sounds like something you'd find on an Urban Dictionary. I gave her a page.
No, I went out and got me
Sorry.
a PJ earlier because I had
Oh.
50 bucks.
Oh, I got you. HJ's 10, BJ's 20, ZJ's 100. If you don't know what it is, you can't afford it. Whatever that line
Yeah.
is.
Maybe.
Let's cut this whole fucking thing out.
So PJ,
KJ.
most of this, so we can kind of sum this thing up because it's a lot of AJ's getting knocked off the apron, Paige getting worked over by the Bellas for like a long time.
That's kind of it. Hot tag. And then
Hot
AJ's like a
tag.
house of fire. She does a crossbody. There's like that electric chair into a DDT. That's pretty cool. At some point, I wrote that one down. I know there's like a Black Widow attempt. Brie gets thrown into the stuff pretty hard. I wrote that down. So that
Yeah,
must have happened.
it did. Actually, it's funny because I made note of that because live it looked like she got whipped in pretty good, and then they showed a replay of it and it didn't look as good. I didn't understand what happened.
It sounded good, better than looked good.
Yeah, the different
It's
angle.
all
I don't
about
know.
angles.
Yeah,
It's all about
but.
angles. Yeah, I think there's like a then there's another Black Widow, and then Nikki taps out, and we got winners at 6 minutes and 42 seconds. Your winners, AJ Lee and Paige Lee.
Yeah, there you go. If there was tag championships, then maybe you'd won them. I don't know, but little do
Yeah,
we.
then maybe you'd be a two-time. Go ahead.
So, like, little do we know, right? This is AJ Lee's last match, is it not? Oh.
She works a six woman next night on Raw. Then that's her last match for
Okay.
10 years. So she came back in fall of 2025, right?
Yeah, September 2025 ish. So yeah. That's the end of that era, but she was probably one of the most popular female wrestlers on the roster for a long time, and so it was disappointing
I
to
would
see her
say,
go.
yep, very influential. A lot of like current, younger, especially female wrestlers cite her as being a big inspo. So that's, cool. So
I like that throughout
continue.
her tenure there that she didn't really, there was the Total Divas era of people, but then there was also her who wasn't involved in all that, but she was still the champion throughout. And I thought it would have been really easy to just have the belt get transferred over to one of these Total Divas people, but they kept it with her because she was the best worker, and she was probably selling more merch than every one of those Total Divas people were. And there's different ways in which that they're providing for the company, where they're providing a TV show, she's providing wrestling fans with what they want. I don't know, it's just a theory, I think, but I think that's kind of how it worked out. So it was a good balance for everybody, right?
She's so good, you know what I
Yeah,
mean? So
exactly.
make her champ. She's great. Oh, but yeah, you said earlier Nick Bella's having a good match. Like yeah, it's fine here, eh?
Yeah,
Solid. No
yeah.
complaints. Like safe, big high impact. That's good.
Yeah, Bree's flopping around all over like in a good way, like you know what I mean, not, like in a good way, selling when she had to. Like I was like that. I thought they did great. Yeah, I don't have no problem with this match. It's short shit, but I don't know. Do you want to rate it? We're halfway done
Yeah, I
anyway.
can. Do you want to go first? Would you rather go first this one or the next one?
I'll go first on this one, and I'm gonna give it a 1.5. It's a 6.5 minute tag team match without a whole lot of meaning, but it's good. It's a wrestling match. Hell yeah, let's go.
Yeah, they're all stars.
Yeah, you're all stars. Crowd didn't really care. commentary did nothing of note. It's just like JBL and half-assing it, which we'll get more of that in a little bit. Right? Anyway, so, you know, 1.5 is not even... It's like, you don't need to watch this match either.
Yeah, I don't think you need to watch this match. I agree, unless you're a massive fan of either of them. But if that's the case, you've probably already seen it, because whatever. But yeah, it's... I mean... 1.5, I kind of agree. Like, it's one closer to 1 than a 2, just because of them. But they, I mean, they work hard. They're given what they got, and they did. They were fine. It was not. There's nothing wrong with it. It's just, you know,
this could have been a SmackDown.
Fine. Yeah, but I get. Yeah, we say that a lot, but
it's also it's on WrestleMania. So you're in the spot to be there.
They got the spot, yeah. Yeah. Especially in 2015. Is this the only women's match on the goddamn card?
Probably.
Right. At least they got there.
I think the Ronda Rousey gets involved thing happens at this Mania. Is that not this one?
Yeah, with The Rock and Stephanie. That's in a promo thing, though, right? Yeah.
That's not
Lana's with Rusev. I don't think there's any other match. Anyway, maybe we're wrong. No, because she's the champion. There's no other titles. That's it. So this is it. So I'll keep with my 1.5. Just a little follow-up. We didn't really talk much about that other than the AJ retiring and then coming back. Paige and the Bellas do a show called Total Divas. That hasn't even started yet, but they're both on that show that starts this year. Nikki does lose the title later this year. Who do you think she loses it to? I believe it's in like Survivor Series or that time frame. So we've had our Give Divas a Chance speech. We've got Team Bad. We've got the other chicks called up. Who? That's your hint.
I can't remember which one got it first. I'm going to go with Sasha?
Trust your instincts. No, it is the other one.
Becky.
Charlotte. Oh, my God. It's Charlotte. Okay. Jeez, bro.
That's not my instincts, because I didn't remember her being... Never mind. Yes, that makes sense.
It's all good. Yeah, lost to Charlotte. So, anyway. That'll do it. That about wraps it up. That's...
Yeah.
What you want to talk about?
I don't know. So, this is fucking great. This is a great job.
I don't want to. Y'all did fine.
Yeah, the referees was good.
Yeah, Ryan Train.
Good job. I want to congratulate AJ Lee and Paige on your victory at WrestleMania 31. But unfortunately, the Bella Twins.
You're both fired.
Welcome back to WrestleMania. I don't know why I say it like that. We're back. We do the Waluigi entrance for the second match. Yeah, welcome back. We got another match to talk about. So we mentioned this was from WrestleMania 36 in front of one big-ass fan, because this is COVID Mania. That's not good. So only thing is like we always said, no one's ever gonna go back and watch this. Motherfucker, we are, and we're gonna talk about it right now. So this was a weird one. As we got it on the last episode, I even mentioned like, what is going on? Why is this a tag team guys for the tag team championship? And you said, well, you know, people got hurt and people got sick. And so what is going on here? Why do we have three singles competitors in a tag team title ladder match?
So Miz and Morrison are tag champs. Okay. SmackDown tag team champions. Okay. They beat the New Day for the titles in like February at Super Showdown. And then there was an elimination chamber. They had tag teams in the chamber. This was the year they did the tag team chamber thing. Last three teams in that were Miz and Morrison. They also, Miz and Morrison win that too. But the last three teams were them, New Day, and the Usos. And the Usos and the New Day are always going to be tied together, because that's what that's wrestling. And then they were going to make a triple threat tag team ladder match for the SmackDown titles at this WrestleMania, which they did. Unfortunately, Miz got COVID.
Technically.
Tested positive.
I looked up. He never tested positive. He did not have COVID.
Oh, he just had symptoms. He was
sick. He was sick. And the doctors deemed him unfit to compete, and so they had to go with what the doctor said. So this is what they adjusted to.
But he didn't actually have March 25th when this was going to air. So, or when it was going to be taped. I'm sorry. So, like, we're just starting. People don't know what this thing is. There, yep. If you're sick a little bit, fucking quarantine. Lock yourself in a closet for 4 months, and we'll see you when you get out. Godspeed. Nobody knew what was happening. So, like, if you coughed one time, they were like, get the fuck out away from me. You know what I mean? So that's probably what a little bit happened here. So, anyway, there was no real replacement for Miz. The roster's already thin anyway. They sent everybody home except for the people that were on these cards. And then, so what do? Big E was supposed to team with Kofi, and it would have been obviously Jimmy and Jay. Xavier Woods is hurt. I think this is when he was had that big knee thing. Because, yeah, Kofi's even got the XW. Armband now because he was hurt, right? Yeah.
Yep.
So they just made it a triple threat singles match, but for the tag titles. And those are the guys that it had to be Morrison. And then I don't know why they picked Jimmy or Kofi. I'm not sure. Probably because there was just more spots to do. Maybe they were more willing. Maybe the other ones weren't. Who the fuck knows, right?
Mm-hmm. Kofi in a ladder match over Big E personally, just because.
Probably, right.
You know, a little springier. And then Jimmy and Jay was a wash, but at this point, everyone kind of saw Jimmy as more of the leader until, like, Jay stepped up. But that's kind of like I'm not sure about that thing. I don't know why, you know.
Yeah, I don't know either why the decision would have been here, because
I know I've heard before they said
it's here, and then Jay takes over
and
starts being the right-hand man and shit.
Yeah, I've always been heard, like, they always looked to Big Jim for, like, stuff. Like, he was the one that was more, I don't know. Anyway, so that's who we get, so that's fine. It is extremely awkward when Kofi music hits and comes out to absolutely nobody, but he's trying to hype up nobody.
He's getting the cameraman going. I like that he's wearing the color by numbers tights. I remember them wearing those. They were wearing them, and every time they put them on like a big show or TV, they had another one filled in. It's kind of cute. And all three New Day dudes had like similar stuff, but like different patterns, but they were kind of the same style, right? So they all had different stuff that they would turn out to be. Anyway, color by numbers. It's fun. Cool concept.
Absolutely.
I like it. Jimmy Uso's out to that classic Uso. Is it the Uso Penitentiary style?
It's just down since day one-ish.
Okay, so yeah, that's pretty much it. And then Slow-Mo John.
Yeah.
Classic Slow-Mo John Morrison.
Yeah, with that Jimmy
Hendrix. Pre-drip-drip. Pre-Johnny drip-drip.
America's Most Wanted.
His wife hated it.
I think
he's just John Morrison here, not Johnny TV or Johnny Nitro or Johnny Mundo or Johnny Impact or Johnny Thousand Others. I think there's like 40 of them.
Mm-hmm. It really is. Any show he goes to, it becomes Johnny, whatever show he's on.
Johnny Marquette Mania, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Now he's Johnny Baldo. He lost a hair versus hair match, and he's got no hair.
Yeah, he still looks great. Speaking of looking great, he looks great here. He's jacked to the nines. He's got muscles on top of muscles coming out of his back, front, and sides. He's in incredible shape.
That's him. That's him. And he's still, you know, he makes it look so easy. So I always felt like John Morrison, that sometimes I'm like, man, I wish you would just look like you're trying. But I'm like, you are. You just make it look so freaking easy that you're like, yeah, I'll just do 90 flips right now and not kill anybody.
Yeah.
Casually.
Totally. Yeah. Easily.
Which he does in this match, and it's insane.
Yep. He's a freak. He's a freak.
He's got like nature. 7 feet to do three spins, and he does it anyway. So this match, it's like crazy. This match, bro.
Yeah. It's good.
It's great.
Yeah.
It's great. Imagine if there was people there. Anyway, that's why. I feel like all these spots I'm about to talk about. I'm like, oh, all these spots got wasted with nobody there to see this, man. They've got so many oohs and ahs.
There's one spot that wouldn't have happened if it was in front of fans. We could talk about that.
Oh, that almost ruined it for me.
Mm-hmm. was
All
very
right, let's
close.
start at the beginning.
Okay.
So they're all in the ring, amazing start. They're all just fighting. They do like super kicks and nice reversals and jump through. And it's really good. It's good, like wrestling. Then they all go for ladders. And then we start, it's High Spot City. So it's a crossbody from Kofi off the ladder. That's kind of the first big one. I do want to notice, I got a question. Let's ask that. Do you think that it shits hurts more? Like the ladder match stuff hurts more because there's no crowd there with that adrenaline rush?
Maybe. But once you're
Like
into
that
it,
first fall off a
the
ladder, it's
first
like,
one, yeah.
oh, but your adrenaline goes. But usually that crowd, that's kind of what they talk about, right? That crowd helps kind of forget the pain for a minute. I don't know. I will say you can hear everything, every splat of the mat, and those ladders sound really heavy.
There is, yeah, every time when they have, especially later when they have it draped across the ropes, and every time they move, the thing was like just rattling around
Yeah,
in
it's
there.
like they're real fucking ladders, man. Early on, cool spot, that springboard that Kofi does where he jumps through the ladder and they catch him and then toss him outside the ring. That's first ooh moment. And I was like, oh, that'd have been better if there's people there. That's kind of shitty. Also great.
Still great. Still fine. We can just
Still
sort of.
great. Still
It
great.
is a match that after a while, too, I started to just not really need the crowd. It was fine. I got used to it again. Like that watching wrestling with no crowd, like you had, it took a minute to adjust, but then you're like, oh, they're still just working. It's the same thing to
True
me
that.
on TV, you know?
And they were working really good pace here. You know, it's so easy to like speed things up just because you're like, we got to get through this shit. But, and especially with a ladder match, right? Because you still got to do all the crazy slow climb cell bullshit. So I thought that that really did actually help the match to not just be powering through spots like it was a normal AEW show. That was a shot. Just a
Just
random
powering through.
collision with 400, four, just fucking 400 ladder spots on a collision where there's 90 people watching. Anyway, I guess that would be more than this. Anyhow,
Got good health insurance, I assume.
oh yeah, probably. Yeah. A lot of good ladder spots though. A lot of little ones, a lot of cool little use the ladder for things, which I thought was fun. But like Jimmy on the ladder and they got the ladder splayed, like, how do I explain it? In the
In the
corner.
corner.
This is the Morrison dive thing.
Yeah, so it's like across the ropes of the in the corner on both
Corner of the
sides of
ropes.
the
Yeah.
yeah, so it's sticking like a shelf, and with Jimmy Uso laying on it, Johnny TV, Johnny Drip Drip gets up on top of the post, which is not much higher up off the this level of area in which Jimmy Uso is laying, and proceeds to do like a one-legged flippy do, in which he does like three rotations and lands on him. Like, unbelievable.
Doesn't kill himself, doesn't kill Jimmy. There's what, from where Jimmy is laying to the bottom of John's feet is probably what, a foot and a half,
Yeah.
2 feet maybe, because he was, they didn't have that post thing with the LED shit. So what, foot and a half?
A foot. It's not even that much. Yeah, I guess the bottom rope, but he's on top of a ladder too, so he's more almost parallel with
That's
the
true.
top
The
rope.
ladder. That's true. The ladder. That's true. Yeah, the ladder helps. Fucking nuts. Anyway.
Anyway,
John
that's
Morrison, just
unbelievable.
Jesus, man.
So,
There's a springboard Hurricanrana, which I thought was great. Kofi
yeah,
springboards into the
Kofi.
ring, and Hurricanrana's the dude off the ladder. Like, that's
Yeah,
awesome.
I didn't even know how he got his legs
Job.
up there. It's like defy
For
gravity to me.
real.
I don't even know
H
how he did
for
that.
real. For real. Because you got to springboard to get upside down
Then get up to
and
him.
land. You got to get up. You're climbing as you're still hitting them.
Right.
It's
How?
just amazing. It's just
Yeah.
amazing
And the
athleticism.
way John
It's
Morrison
and
lands off of that looks extremely painful. Landed like pretty high.
yeah, he only had to adjust to also not like land in a fucked up place too, because Kofi's also got to land. It's nuts, dude. The John Morrison tightrope like thing, like
Yeah.
I see luchadors do that, and those dudes are like 5'8". All right, John Morrison's like 6'1".
This was like watching a guy try to walk on a slack rope in the park. You ever slack rope thingies, those walkers?
Yes.
And you're like, this is really
Yes.
hard to do.
Feet are, yeah. And then he did it. And this is springy. That rope ain't springy. This motherfucker's springy. And then he Spanish fly.
Yeah, into the Spanish fly.
Spanish fly.
You know what I'll say? At least I had the benefit of not being live.
Oh, yeah. So he might have fucked that up three times.
Maybe. I don't want to ruin it, but.
Oh, I'm sure. Because they edited out with them. If there was a spot that they had to recall, they would just call it and edit out the audio.
Yeah.
You have to.
Yeah. So
There's nobody there.
there's a spot here in this next next part of the match where I know if it's coming up, where Jimmy Uso gets to the top turnbuckle, or is he on a ladder? I don't know. But he gets pushed off to the floor, and it doesn't exactly show his landing. But then they cut to a Hawaii shot with him laying on the ground in pain.
Okay, yes. Yes. So the tightrope thing happens. It's a Spanish fly, and then Jimmy hits an Uso splash immediately right after it. Gate sequence would have had the crowd on their feet, but there's no crowd. There's a weird double stomp thing from Kofi. And then this is where Jimmy's like trying to climb the real high ladder. Like he's going to do something. Yeah, brother.
Sorry, I just...
They halftime heated us.
Yes. They halftime...
Crazy cuts.
Halftime heated us. It's a great reference. So anyway, he's dead.
Yeah, he should be dead. He should be dead.
So we're going to go...
Because he fell 20 feet for real.
It's a suspension of disbelief time. He's in trouble out there, physically.
So less than about, a minute later, we're all three in the ring. Let me repeat what I just said. We're all back, all three in the ring.
Okay.
Jimmy Uso, miraculous recovery.
He's all right.
Miraculous recovery. They're all now just climbing ladders. Because they're all fighting for the top of the ladders, and they're all just fighting each other, and they got the thing unclipped. I loved the finish.
Yeah, so
there's nobody there to see.
It's controversial. So, yeah, they all have hands on the bell and the clippy thing when it gets unclipped by Jimmy Uso. Let's just say, make sure I want to point that out. As they're all kind of...
There's the loophole.
Jockeying for a position with all hands on the thingy. That holds the belts. Both Kofi Kingston and Jimmy Uso headbutt Johnny Fall, and he falls backwards, nasty plunge with both belts in hand onto the previously propped up ladder that's across between across and lands on it, and he brings both belts with him.
How else do you describe it?
Across, and I hear the refs say, well, Morrison has him, that's it. And they ring the bell and they announce that John Morrison and Miz retain their titles.
Congratulations to the winners and still SmackDown Tag Team Champions, John Morrison and the Miz at 18 minutes and 30 seconds.
Yeah, fuck, that's long. That's good.
2 weeks later on SmackDown, there was a match between the Miz, Big E, and Jey Uso. See what they did there?
Good idea.
For the tag team titles. And the New Day won the titles back.
That's fun.
Yeah.
Okay. Didn't matter then.
That's funny. But this ladder match is awesome.
It is. It is.
I gave it a 4.
You giving it a 4?
I'm giving it a 4.
Okay.
That's how much I liked it.
Yeah, I was going to go 3.5, though. It was above average. 3.5 HBKs on the HBK scale. I mean, it's because we've developed the formula for the ladder match, but it's now what you do within these parameters is up to you. So it's tough to judge against really old ladder matches, but some of the, Shawn Michaels versus Razor is arguably a better ladder match, even though they do less shit. But now that we've in this new era of this is what a ladder match looks like, what can you do? It's upper, it's good, but I don't know.
I think that maybe they're aided by the power of editing, right? So they could have put together a great match with good angles the entire way through. So if something didn't look good either, that has an opportunity. But I don't give a shit. It was still awesome, and I like it a lot. And I thought they worked their butts off, and it's got to be hard to do this without people there because that really does help them motivate them high spots, man. And they don't have that. And there was stuff that there was a couple things I remembered when I was watching this. I was like, oh, the finish. I was like, oh, man, that's right. It was this match with this finish. I love this finish. Stuff like that. I just thought I liked it. I liked it more than I thought I would. And maybe I'm trying to make chicken salad out of chicken shit because of the COVID mania aspect. But I liked it. And the fall from the ladder with the cutaway is probably what kept me from going to 4.5.
Yeah, I do like, though, when Morrison falls back, the look on the faces of Jimmy and Kofi on top of the ladder. Wait, what just happened? The shocked face.
Mouth agape. And then they start blaming each other then, too, which I thought was great. Yeah.
And then just...
I don't know. I just liked it. I thought it was smart. They did the best they could with what they had, and I liked it a lot.
Cool. Okay, yeah. 3.5 or 4, as we say, HBKs. That's fine. Should you watch it?
I like that it pass. Yeah, I think you should watch it.
Yeah,
I think it passes. I like that it pads Miz's WrestleMania record.
It does actually. That is pretty funny. It wasn't even there, and he wins. I guess because of the fact that you have no reason to revisit COVID era wrestling. This is kind of the proof of there's some nuggets, and there's this one. So,
yeah, man. I like it. Anyway, there's a bright spot.
Yeah, a nugget.
A nugget, if you will. And it's 18 minutes. It's pretty great. Like pick one for next time?
Sure, we can. But first of all, we got to tell people where to go. And you can go straight to hell.
We're going to pick one between zero and no. Just reverse that prototype style. Go.
You can join us on Facebook. We're there. We're Randomania Podcast. And then you can also check us out on Instagram. We're Randomania Podcast on there. Usually it's just going to tell you what match we got. But maybe I'll make clips someday. That's really ambitious because it was already tough enough to get us onto YouTube, where you can go and check out where I've been uploading the old episodes from 2021 in order. There's like 4 of them, but they're still good. Check it out. And then check us out on the Spotify. If you didn't know, we're on Spotify now. Shout out to everyone that's been tuning in on Spotify. The response has been overwhelming.
I'm only laughing because he shared the numbers, and it's pretty funny.
It's maybe whelmed, but it's fine. Like
we are very whelmed.
It's fine. Like we're doing great. Like it's something. It's a thing. So and now of course I was on Apple Podcasts, and of course you can find all the episodes from 1 to whatever this is on randommaniapodcast.wordpress.com. I do own randommaniapodcast.com, but I can't. I don't know how to make it be the same thing. Doesn't matter. We're going to pick a match next week between, we have an updated list now, don't we? You can say it.
We have a list. We're going to use night one, but we're not going to have night two yet because it didn't happen. Yeah. Isn't that fun? This is the only episode you're ever going to have with 438 matches. We're going to pick a number between 0 and 438 because there are 438 matches on the WrestleMania main cards, according to my math, and that's all that we care about. Are you ready?
Oh, wait, no. I mean, I am, but...
If we get 0, we'll talk about it.
Yeah.
22.
Holy shit. Let's go. 22 is the Can-Am Connection Resort in Morocco, which we had.
I think we had it.
We were talking about Tom Zenk once, so. The Z-Man.
Well, it's the only match he's ever had at WrestleMania.
Yeah.
I'm just verifying because I do have it. Yep, we had it. All right, we're going again. Damn. 131. 131.
131 is Shawn Michaels versus Bret Hart in the Iron Man match.
Holy crap, we're not going to do a twofer.
Nope. This is a one-fer.
This is a one-fer. Spoiler alert.
It's long.
It's long, but also it's so great.
We'll talk about
this. Except for the parts that aren't.
Yeah.
I guess we'll talk about it.
This is interesting.
I don't think you love it as much as I do.
I don't. Well, we'll talk about it. I'm very excited to talk about this because I'm actually excited.
WrestleMania 12.
WrestleMania 12, 1996, Anaheim Pond. The entrances don't give away anything. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. Go ahead and watch this. This was, the match after the match that we had for our very first episode. So that's fun.
Yeah, that's true. We had the backlot thing, whatever.
Piper Goldust. So anyway, don't listen to that one. It's not good.
Yeah, we don't know what we're doing. We're still learning.
We still don't know what we're doing. But yeah, that's next time.
We're still learning.
Yeah, this is not good still.
Yeah, this one is over.
This one is over. And I want to congratulate. It's fucking over. Turn off the lights. The party's over.
The party's over.
And I want to congratulate.
He forgot.
I did.
He forgot.
I 100%. It's gone. I want to congratulate John Morrison and The Miz
And the Miz.
I want to congratulate the Miz more than anything for getting the sniffles and not having to work, get paid anyway. It's great. Sick time.
No shit.
What I want to congratulate mostly.
You hear John Morrison music.
Yeah. I'm most excited to congratulate John Morrison on winning the SmackDown Tag Team Championships via ladder over those other guys. And I want to say, unfortunately, though, Jimmy Uso and Kofi Kingston.
You are fired, sir.